Welcome to the Applied Policy Podcast, bringing you up-to-date insights on health policy and reimbursement progress that will improve lives by improving care.
I'm Louisa Hart.
I'm Sampat Nadadavalu, Health Policy Manager at Applied Policy.
Sampat, I have to tell you, there was great excitement at Applied Policy when the word spread that Sampat had been hired and Sampat was on the way. What was it that you were bringing to Applied Policy that created, maybe you weren't aware of the excitement, but what did you bring to Applied Policy?
That's a really good question. I think I was a little bit surprised by it, too. I guess it's just my kind of unique background and experience. Before Applied Policy, I was at Palmetto GBA, where I was working on the Pricing Data Analysis and Coding Contract, or the PDAC, PDAC for short. And what we did during that contract was we were a contractor to CMS for the Medicare Part B. And one of the main things we did was we assessed and reviewed medical equipment and assigned it coding for Medicare payment to Medicare Part B. And it's a subset of Part B called the durable medical equipment. I think with that, just of all the applications, and because people would submit applications, whether it be manufacturers, suppliers, or consultants on behalf of manufacturers or suppliers, such as Applied Policy, and they would submit that for review. We would assess the technical documentation. If there's samples, we would do samples, some minimal testing as well, and then a coding determination was made, and they would get a decision. And with that kind of decision, they would be able to submit to the DME Max or the DME Medicare Administrative Contractors and get reimbursed.
So does that replicate what you're doing at Applied Policy, or was that another part of the pipeline that needed to be taken care of before a device could get reimbursed?
The interesting thing is at Applied Policy, I'm now on the other side of all this, where I'm submitting the applications, or Applied Policy, we're submitting the applications on behalf of our clients to get the payment. And I guess my experience with the PDAC and being part of the process, I know what type of documentation is required, what they look for when they're reviewing, kind of the key terms, what policies they refer to, kind of to provide the evidence. Because one of the things, too, is that when you submit an application, you may have in your mind what code you want the product to be covered under. But sometimes, depending on the documentation that the PDAC receives during the review, you may not get the code that you want. And that's where people understandably can get upset, because they kind of put all this effort just to hear that the final decision is not what they were expecting. So I think one of the advantages that I hope to provide, too, is that as being part of that review process, I know exactly kind of what is looked for during the review. I know one big thing that a lot of people usually miss is their FDA documentation, showing that it's gone through the FDA and it's cleared for sale in the United States and for use in the United States, and what type of documentation and what kind of key information is looked at just to verify that information. The PDAC process, it's really very straightforward. What I always told people when you're submitting an application is that the PDAC is a unbiased review. They look at your product and your product alone, and they check what policies are out there, what codes are out there, and use the information provided to help make a decision. What I always told manufacturers, or whenever we had calls with them, was the onus is kind of on the submitter to make sure all the documentation is in place, because really the PDAC doesn't know what it doesn't know. So it's in an applicant's best interest to provide as much information as possible to help make a informed decision.
So you essentially make sure that that application is everything that's needed so that you won't make a false start. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And you, if I'm understanding it correctly, you have been on both sides of the process here. So you're an insider. Yes?
Yes, you can definitely say that.
Okay.
This has been a Northern Virginia Health Policy Forum presentation, sponsored by Applied Policy in Alexandria, Virginia. For more from this discussion, please go to novahealthpolicy.com. Thank you for listening.